Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Never miss a minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Nick ended up making $40. Puss and Craig get in on that one. That's pretty cool.
Pretty lucrative morning.
That was lucrative.
Money well spent.
So my wife drove to Lawrence yesterday to surprise my daughter for her birthday. So it's just me and my son at the house. And I remember how the 17-year-old brain works. We all got that. We all were 17 at one point. Since he's leaving the house, he'll be there, you know, I made sure he fed the dog, but he's got that done. But does this make sense to you? Because my wife would leave after him. He goes to school before she goes to school. Okay, don't lock the door to the garage, but do close the garage door. You know what that means?
Yeah.
Okay. But that's, I bet you it's easy. But this could easily be the opposite. The garage door could be open and the door to the
garage.
I try to type that as plain as possible.
You mean
don't
the door?
Lock the door to the garage because I don't have a key to that. We never usually lock
that. You mean
that.
The door going into the house?
Into the house,
the
right.
Oh,
but do close the garage door because they're both called doors to, you know, they're both called doors and they're both garages.
It's sad that you have to tell him to close the garage door. Isn't that just automatic? You leave, you close the garage door.
Yeah, well, that's your big fear, isn't it?
Yeah.
That the garage is open?
I'm worried about that, but I'm worried about actually not be able to get in my damn house.
Yes. That's happened to me.
Oh, I know, me too.
We were gone for vacation and somebody was house sitting for us. And we came home and she had locked the door from the garage to the house.
Right.
And we couldn't get in.
Yep.
Had to break into my own house.
Yep. Which is weird because in the old days, I mean, growing up, I never had a garage. You know, I didn't have a garage until I moved to, had my own house. But so you just always came through the front door. Nobody goes through the front door in anybody's house anymore,
You know?
Explain in great detail how you broke into your house.
I got lucky and one window wasn't locked.
Oh, God.
I pulled the screen off. Yeah. It was on the back deck.
I see you hopping up there, you know, just trying to crawl in the window. That'd be kind of, somebody shoving your feet up.
With your size 20 feet dangling out the window.
14. Come on.
They turn sideways like clown feet and you get stuck.
Yeah.
14.
They're not that big. Just 14.
All right. So I'll let you know how that works out. I thought I typed that as plain as possible.
Yeah. Well, if you need some place to stay tonight, don't call me.
Well, I do think by not saying house door, like the door from the garage to the house.
Yeah,
I don't know if it's specific enough.
It could have been more descriptive.
I think I described it perfectly, didn't I?
Yeah, but you described it enough, but did you describe
don't
it enough for
don't lock the door
him?
To the garage, but do close the garage door.
No, it should be the garage door going into the house. Don't lock that one.
Don't lock the door from the house to the garage, but do close the garage door.
But the one that has, I assume he's got an opener.
Yeah. Whatever, we'll find out.
The big door.
I wouldn't be surprised at my house if I sent a text like that said, why? Well, because
if you got a teenager,
we went to the garage closed.
That's the answer is why, right? He hasn't responded because I think he's just tired of me this morning.
Yeah, it's just today.
TJ Miller in the studio later on this morning. Looking forward to that. Love TJ.
It was on this date 73 years ago, Ozzy Osbourne was born.
Happy birthday to Ozzy, man. That's great.
It's pretty crazy he made it to 73.
I know it is.
5'8".
Yeah, but Craig, do you throw
I'm
him?
I'm so glad that game's over. I really am.
Do you throw
it's
him
a relief.
On the,
it is a relief.
Do you throw him on the draft board?
Man. No.
Because he just postponed his tour another year. He was supposed to go out and tour next year, and now they said, it's 2023 now.
COVID still, man.
I know.
I mean, that's part of it, I bet.
If you
got a lot of money, you know, why do it?
I'm sure that is a big part of it, but, you know.
I mean, COVID.
He's also had some health issues.
Right. Oh, that's for sure. But I wouldn't put him on them. I wouldn't put him on your list.
No. Yeah, it is nice not playing that game because now I can just be happy that Ozzy's still alive and not pissed that he's 5'6 or whatever.
Exactly. Is that a phone call?
Yes, we do.
Uh-oh. Who is it?
Our buddy Beast.
Hey, man. What's up?
Gentlemen, how are you doing today?
What's up, brother?
Still trouble with the on hold?
Yeah, a little bit.
All right. We'll get that fixed.
Yeah. That's cool.
I did fix it in the meantime.
Oh, excellent. Hey, Tyler?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I've been listening to this struggle that you've been having with your garage door and the directions. I'm really, really worried about you. I don't think you're going to be able to give the show 100% like you're going to need. Do you need us to, like, go by your house and make sure that the garage door is shut?
Yeah, back in the old
days. I'll do a drive-by.
Back in the old days, I used to make you do that, right?
Yeah.
You live nowhere near me now, Bush. Beast, sorry. But you,
either way.
Yeah.
I respond to damn near anything. But no, I'm worried about you. So we'll just have the listeners do it like an every 5 minute drive by your house and make sure that
shut. I'll throw the address out there right now. See what happens.
Okay. So. Yeah. Just
good idea.
Well, Puss already gave it to me, so we're fine. So I'll make sure that you're good. Okay.
Appreciate it, Beast. Right. Do that for me.
Send a picture.
Thank you. Send a picture. Thanks, Beast.
I think Puss gives your address to every caller.
He does.
Oh, I do, yeah. A buddy of mine texted me. He said, the uppy downy door needs to be down, and the swingy door needs to be unlocked. Try that.
Then he'd call me an idiot.
Well.
No, that's pretty
descriptive. Then he might mess it up just to spite you.
I know. No, at that age, you just say you did it. I did it. Mm. No, you didn't. I mean, you double down at that age. I did. You do this? I did. Well, it wasn't.
I think I did.
But I did.
It felt like
that age. You doubled down at my age.
Well, we do with our wives, right?
When I'm exactly. giving instructions, yeah. But I did it. Often comes out of my mouth.
Yeah, that's true.
My wife has the same OCD as you. She's got to sit there and watch the garage door close.
Yeah, I do too.
She
well, you know why?
Leave
first
the driveway
of all, sometimes
until the door hits the ground.
Because certain garage doors, if the sun shines in and hits that thing, it won't shut.
Really?
Yes.
I've never heard of that.
Yep.
I've heard of stuff getting in the way, a little laser on the bottom.
It can happen. Yeah, that'll happen.
But a sun can hit that laser too and screw it up.
I've never heard of that.
Yep. I've seen it. It's rare. It's like at a certain point in the day, it's right there, you know, depending where you live, which way your house faces.
The garage door is one of those things.
I know.
Where if it's not working exactly like it's supposed to be working, I'm like, oh no, this thing's just completely broken. I don't know how to fix. I don't know anything. Like,
no.
If nothing's in front of those lasers, then like, the whole we need to move.
Well, I've done everything I can do.
We gotta move, right?
The fun part is when those big springs break.
Oh,
ever had that happen?
Right.
Yeah.
I was in the house. It sounded like somebody like shot a shotgun in the garage.
Todd's house, they do.
Well, yeah.
That's where the fridge was.
It's the fridge taking cover.
Yeah, but the shots aren't coming from inside the garage.
Yeah, upstairs.
Like, I was just inside the door to the house and going up the stairs, and it happened. I ducked.
Yeah.
Like, what?
Yeah.
They're coming.
Well, that's one of those things. When that happened at our house, then you look in like, I didn't even know that was a thing.
Yeah.
And then you look into it, it's like, do not do this on your own. It will kill you. Get a professional. And I'm like, okay, well, let's make a phone call.
You know what to do in the event of a power outage?
I grab a candle.
And a blanket.
No, the garage door won't work.
Yep.
You pull the
little power's
cord.
Out, but there's a little cord you can pull.
Oh, yeah,
and
yeah,
kick
yeah.
it into manual mode, so you know how to do that.
Yeah.
It's well, not that like you don't have to move then.
No, well, that's how I've like, you know, quote, fixed the garage door before. It's just like, it looks like I just lift this now.
We're just manuals now, right?
It's heavier than you think, though, when you do
it. Is.
Oh, yeah.
You go out there and you go, oh, this thing's heavy.
Sometimes we have issues with we have a keypad outside.
Yeah.
And you punch the code in, like if you want to go for a walk, keep all the doors locked.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Yeah.
Yep.
But sometimes that goes out and then we have to move.
The biggest. Yeah,
but that's, like, the moving seems like a good idea until the realtor would come over. They'd be like, you got to fix that. You're like, oh, well, then we're not moving then. Guess we're staying.
We're moving.
Weird Al going out on tour next year.
I can't wait.
Looking forward to that. It's the unfortunate return of the ridiculously self-indulgent, ill-advised vanity tour.
Now, I love who's opening. He's one of my favorite comedians of all
time. Emo Phillips.
Emo is actually...
I would go see that show.
I'd go see just Emo.
Weird Al, the tour is going to be in intimate settings.
Now, explain this
to
me.
No props, no costumes, and they're going to focus on Weird Al's original songs.
I did not know he had those.
And nobody cares, right? Does he do serious songs?
I think he does.
Well, then nobody cares.
I don't know that they're serious. They're original.
But I know a good point. Well, you said focus.
I just don't know.
Is he still going to do Eat It?
Again.
And Amish Paradise and all that, you know, all the crap that, you know, he does?
He'll be in Lincoln at the Lead Center on the 22nd of July. I saw he was in Wichita, too.
So he obviously has original funny songs, right? He's always
original
funny
songs.
Yeah, but they're funny, I bet. Yeah.
I just have no earthly idea.
You're just a Weird Al love song.
Sensitive hard time singer-songwriter stuff.
Yeah. That's right.
You're waiting for the funny lyric the whole time, and it's not a funny lyric? That'd be weird.
He's just like, no, seriously, my heart is broken.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. It's got to be funny songs. There's no way in hell Emo is opening that show if the rest of the show is serious. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He would just do it by himself.
He's at the Cotillion.
And Emo's
Wichita.
The best.
I got to work with Emo.
Did you really?
Yeah, at the Funny Bone in Des Moines.
Man.
He's a very nice dude, but very strange
He's
man.
He's a very weird dude, yeah. We saw him once here years ago, but, you know, in the late 80s, when his album was, like, the biggest thing. We sit around my apartment. But it was I Got a Pony, right? The name of the other album, this famous album.
That's Stephen Wright, I think.
Oh, no.
The
Emo Phillips album is, look it up, Puss. 1985, 84, Emo Phillips.
Yeah. Wasn't he in the studio with us years ago?
Yes, he was.
Strange
as hell, man.
Dude.
Yeah. Yeah.
But funny dude.
Yeah.
Very funny.
Let's see here.
Mid-80s.
85?
Yep.
E equals M-O squared?
That was it.
Yeah.
That was it.
Or 87.
Stephen Wright's album were back in. And then the Stephen Wright, Emo, and Kinnison's albums were on the turntable
and,
at my apartment. All
Howie Mandel. I had Fits Like a Glove in that rotation, too. It was about the same time.
Stones had the biggest tour of 2021.
Still the best band going, that's why.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be the case for them any year they decided to tour?
Yep.
Pretty much.
Mm. Unless U2's out there.
There for a long time, it went back and forth for the biggest tour ever. It was the Stones, and then U2 would go out.
That's it.
Then the Stones, and then U2.
Number two was the Hella Mega Tour, Green Day, Fall Out Boy, Weezer, and then it was Harry Styles, Eagles at 4, Dead and Company at 5, GNR at 7, Jonas Brothers 8.
It all depends how many dates you do, too, but the Stones are just amazing.
Then you get into the country singers.
Who suck.
Garth.
It's actually Chris Stapleton, Luke Bryan.
Luke is Nick's favorite.
I cannot stand the
Who'd you go off on Facebook the other day, Puss? I saw that. You went off on some country artist on Facebook.
Oh, that dude that played halftime at the Dallas game on Thanksgiving.
Is that why you went off on that?
Yeah.
I was traveling that day, so
who
I missed
was it.
It was Luke Combs was the guy.
Luke Combs.
You said something like, good to see country music still blows.
It's
something
just
like that.
Cliched pop music with a twang.
It is.
It's all the same. Yep, yep. He sang a song about loving beer and a girl who is beautiful. Yeah. And it's like,
backwards. She likes Sprite and Coke.
Trucker hat.
And whiskey.
Beard.
Gives me a handy in my truck.
Twangy baritone. Just, it's all the same.
And I think he's a lot better than a lot of the crap.
It's the same song.
Out there.
Same song.
Yeah. It was like 10, 12 minutes of him at halftime. It's just terrible.
I wonder why he went off. I didn't know it was what he performed at that, right? Okay,
he was at halftime of the Dallas game that day.
That's right.
Yeah, you were pissed.
Oh. I'm glad.
I loved reading that.
It was just so bad. Yeah. And they is just like he's out on he plays like stadiums or some crap. Yeah. I mean, he's a huge guy.
My kids like him a lot. I actually don't mind him as much because it's not like he plays. You know, it's formulaic or whatever, but it's not the poppy, the drum machine and the beat. Like there, it's
my kids got out of it. My daughter never really got into that crap, and my son I think is slowly getting out of that.
Well, one of our friends.
All my kids went through a country phase.
Yeah,
except for Zane.
One of the guys that we all know defended him a little bit, and one of the things that he said was he writes his own songs.
What's that mean?
Well, like, think about what a commentary that is on your genre. If he writes his own songs, is a big deal.
Yeah. And I don't even care. I don't even care about if you write your own songs. I care if the song is good. I don't care if you do somebody else's songs.
I mean, rock bands have been writing their own songs forever.
Yeah.
Dragonfire wrote their own songs.
Damn right.
They suck.
Mm. It's Nick's band, by the way.
Tyrannosaurus Sex doesn't write itself.
No, it doesn't.
Did I see a TikTok of guys lip syncing Broken Wings? Oh. Check your Twitter.
Somebody sent me, so I didn't.
That's
almost Nick's, like somewhere where you could watch
Nick's.
It.
Did you do it last night?
No, because I was just doing 20 minutes. Oh, open it up. Okay. That would have been real weird.
How'd the corporate go?
I got canceled.
Oh, okay.
Well, I think it canceled, but I was going to do.
You talked about yesterday.
Yeah, I was going to do that at 7, right. And then this other show at 8, and then I was stuck in some traffic on the way to get to that show. So I let my buddy know, hey, it's going to be close to 7 by in there, and he's like, oh, they've actually moved it to 8. I'm like, oh, well then, I'm out because I can't.
Right.
Like it was going to be, I was going to be cutting
tight
close.
Anyway, right?
They didn't fire you because some kid said "son of a bitch" on our show.
Yes.
I'm going to have to sit. I have some longer sets I have to do for corporate shows. I'm not quite sure what I'm going to talk about.
What's more fun than a bag of dildos? Nothing.
Just bring these clips
with you. Yeah. Yeah,
bring these clips with you.
Hey, they're kids.
Talk about all the fun you can have with a bag of dildos.
They're just kids playing with dildos. What's weird about that?
I'm looking over my set list and I'm like, well, that's genitalia. That ends up covered in a bodily fluid. Yeah, it's not like Merry Christmas, bank.
Do they give you rules?
Here's some wiener jokes.
Places will, be like, don't swear or whatever. But, it's like you're in front of a company. It's like they're not at work, but it's still like a work thing.
They kind of just give it like the movie ratings, like keep it PG-13.
Right.
Man, there's always some woman in the office ain't going to like you, for sure, We got that here.
Even the places you work at.
Walk out there around 9. See how that feels.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Demi Lovato says that the California sober lifestyle is not for them.
California sober means you can still drink, you still get drunk.
She invented that term. Yeah, she drank a little bit.
She did not invent the term. Okay. She used it.
Smoke a little weed.
Have a beer every now and again.
Don't drink to excess.
Yeah, some drinking, smoke your weed, blah, blah, blah. She says California sober is not for her. She needs to be sober.
She couldn't handle it, right?
A little bit of fentanyl in your coffee.
In my coffee. I love that song. That's an Applebee's commercial. A little bit of fentanyl in my coffee. Yep. I have no problem with the people that do California sober. I think that's... I don't think
you need to call it
it's definitely
sober.
Not sober.
No, you don't. I don't get that. The word sober is nothing. Not weed, not alcohol, no drugs. That's sober.
Thank you.
Yeah. All that. So I've heard people describe themselves as sober because they don't drink, but they're high all the time. I said, nope, it's not sober. You're stoned.
I don't think the sober community appreciates California sober.
No.
Because it's not sober.
Yeah. Right.
You'd be like, oh, I'm Tuesday sober. Buzz.
And I'm not really Tuesday sober sometimes, though.
No, sometimes Tuesdays can get out.
If I had to pick a day, I'm the most sober. It'd probably be Monday. And even then, I don't like
even
it.
That, yeah, but even then, there might be some residual.
Oh, there's totally residual. Yeah. Oh, no, it's in my system Monday morning for sure. So that's a good point. So I guess maybe Tuesday will be the day I'm the most sober. If I don't drink Monday, I'm clean Tuesday morning.
That's probably right.
Yeah.
And then you got a fresh slate.
Well, speaking of...
I like that. I love that. Some celebrities come out and say they're Tuesday sober. Well, we just did it. We're not as big as, we're not famous like Debbie Lovato, but hey, we are Tuesday sober.
Right.
Can you do that, Todd?
I can do that.
Oh, you had to pick your own day. No. That means all five of us had to be Tuesday sober. No. Which means we're not sober because you guys are all high. So nobody's ever...
No, we're not.
Well, that means...
So, no, sober means high, too, so we can't do this.
Wait, nothing?
Nothing.
Not a little bit of weed and one drink? See, to me, sober that would means be sober.
Nothing. I know. Yeah. I know what you mean.
Microdose?
No.
Right.
I agree with you, Todd,
it's
normally.
Micro.
But if the audience...
Barely a dose.
No. So let's say the show is never sober. It's a never sober show. 365, don't you think? With five of us, somebody did something on one day.
Some days we're not on the air, so you can't count those.
I'm counting 365 sober.
That would be a good brand name for some clothing or something. What? Never sober. Because there's the ski gear out there that's
Todd Tyler Radio Empire, never sober.
Never summer.
Right.
Yeah, there's probably not a day.
Not a day that one of us hasn't done. I mean, I'm not talking about getting drunk, just putting a substance in your body.
Or getting a little high.
A little high, a little alcohol, just a glass of wine, whatever, you know.
There just were one edible.
Yeah.
Right, the I'm small one.
Yeah, that's a great, you know, that'd be a great point, though. First of all, we wouldn't know because.
How about soberest? Like Monday, I think one drink and just a little bit of weed. So Tuesday.
I'm fine
Tuesday
with that.
Tuesday was my soberest
I'm fine
day.
With that. The sober community doesn't like that.
The soberest.
Yeah. The soberest.
It's the soberest day.
That's soberest and sober-ish.
Just one drink, a little bit of weed. What night was that?
Monday night.
All right.
Well, speaking of sober-ish. Neil Young releasing a lost album from 1987. He posted on his website recently, he's not exactly sure when he recorded the album.
I love when they call it, I love when they call it lost album. And he just said, oh, here it is.
Not exactly sure when he recorded it. Yeah, all right, I guess I'll put this out now. He thinks it was around 87.
Oh, man. That's awesome.
That should be the name of the album. I think this was around 87 should be the title of the album.
Yeah. 87 question mark?
TJ Miller. It's Friday. Nobody's going to be sober today.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.